These are some examples of different semiconductors. And the ones at the top are indirect band gap semiconductors, and the three at the bottom are all direct band gap semiconductors. They all have an FCC Bravais lattice with two atoms in the bases. So this one is silicon. You see the top of the valence band, and it's plotted in just three directions. This is L gamma X. The maximum of the valence band is at K equals zero, and the minimum is out in the 1, 0, 0 direction for silicon. But that means that there are actually six minima, because there are six equivalent directions to 1, 0, 0. Also, minus 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0 in the y direction, 0, -1, 0 in the minus y direction, and 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, -1 in the z direction, there'll also be a minimum. So there are six conduction band minima for silicon. Germanium is an indirect band gap semiconductor. The maximum of the valence band is at K equals zero, but the minimum is in the 1, 1, 1 direction, out towards L. And there are eight of those, right? Because you have a cube starting from the center. If you go out towards the corners, there are eight corners. So there are eight minima for germanium. And aluminum arsenide, again, has the minimum in the 1, 0, 0 direction. These are all direct band gap semiconductors. The maximum of the valence band is always at K equals zero, and the minimum of the conduction band is also at K equals zero. Now, band gaps are different for the different materials, and if you calculate the photon energies that would be emitted by these three at the bottom, they'll all fall in the infrared. This one with a band gap of 1.34 is in the infrared, and it's a frequency that's often used for remote control. So if you've got something to control your television, there's a light-emitting diode on it that's emitting in the infrared, maybe with a gallium arsenide diode. And it flashes some signal to the television, which has an infrared detector on it, and can see that some signal has been sent even though that we can't see it. So these are all semiconductors that emit in the infrared.